You might remember a bicycle innovation from France a few decades ago, the Solex, a precursor to the moped. I used to admire it, a bike that gave you the option to stop pedaling but keep moving. One problem, though, it ran on gas, not exactly environmentally friendly. And decades later, technology to make cycling easier hasn't really grown beyond the Solex. But a group out of MIT may have come up with a big improvement. It's not a new kind of bike, it's just a new kind of wheel.
All right, let's go. Whoa, there is a little kind of sudden booster action. Did I feel that? All right, getting a bit of acceleration here on Tudor Street. This is all Copenhagen wheel power right here. All Copenhagen wheel.
You must all be right. Somewhat of a cyclist.
I am a cycling commuter. This is really tempting, I gotta say.
And that was my introduction to riding a bike with a Copenhagen wheel. It's a result of many years and many late nights of R&D at the Super Pedestrian Lab in Cambridge, just a couple of miles from our studio. A prototype of the wheel debuted at the 2009 United Nations Climate Conference in Copenhagen. Copenhagen was already a bike-friendly city, but planners there wanted something that could get even more people riding. That's where MIT came in. The answer? A self-contained lithium-ion battery-powered motor in the rear wheel. Picture two fire engine red Frisbees sandwiched together around the hub of the rear wheel, and you get the idea.
Everything that you'd normally have for an electric bicycle, we put inside our wheel.
John Stevens is a vehicle control specialist at Super Pedestrian. He's a guy who came with me on my test ride.
There's no external throttle, there's no external cables, all the sensors, all the batteries, all the motor lives inside this wheel. So you just put it on your bike like it's a wheel, and you pedal it, and your bike's now this wonderful, magical electrical bicycle.
The magic is actually the bicycle version of hybrid car technology. The batteries recharge when you brake and when you pedal, storing energy for when you need it later. Everything is controlled by your smartphone, mounted on the handlebars. Wheel sensors also collect data on things like pollution levels and traffic congestion that can be shared with other riders. So it's definitely easy to like. But it's not like you can walk into your local bike shop and get one, and even if you could, not everyone could afford it. 4 years after it was unveiled in Copenhagen, a limited number of the wheels went on sale this week at around $700 apiece. On the other hand, Asif Biederman, who founded MIT's Super Pedestrian Lab, says some potential users might be won over by its looks and the experience of riding it. Biederman says most electric bikes look clunky and don't really feel like a bicycle.
So we said, well, let's think of something that's very elegant that keeps the natural, pure experience of riding. Just pedal.
As a bike commuter, I get that. Biederman is hoping other potential bike commuters will too, people who don't ride bikes because of their age, injuries, athletic shape, or just because they don't want to come to work covered in sweat.
If you can start to remove those barriers, then you've really made a difference. So many of us have bikes sitting in their garage, and we walk by them on the way to the car, even if we don't drive so far.
The Copenhagen wheel is just one way city planners and business people around the world are trying to create more choices for moving around cities. It's too early to say if this innovation will work the magic its inventors hope for, but I do need a new wheel for my bike, and man, the Copenhagen wheel is really tempting.